For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Communities around the state and country are re-examining the role and culture of police, with a big emphasis on cutting down aggression in the line of duty. And that's brought up a question in circles both academic and not. Are female police officers the way forward?
We can de-escalate at a heartbeat.
Captain Cheryl Cromartie has been with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office for a quarter century. She's not on street patrol these days, but when she was, she says that being a female officer came with its own kind of superpower.
I could literally talk someone in the handcuffs without having to fight. Because you have these guys, they have sisters, they have mothers, and regardless of what's going on in their mind, in some ways they still respect women.
Females have a good way with words, not saying that males don't, but I definitely think that my first approach with anything is to talk everything down as best as possible.
This is Michelle Morrison of the Myrtle Beach Police Department. Her approach, use of words, tone of voice mixed with an air of authority, is something that female police officers tend to agree with. The idea that chatting things out is usually a good sight better than going in looking for an MMA bout. But none of that means that female cops see themselves as some kind of breed apart from their male colleagues.
I personally go onto scene and I don't want someone to look at me different because I'm a female to begin with. So I don't want them to sit there and think, oh, because you're a female, you're gonna have more empathy. I think a guy can absolutely have more empathy than I could, or vice versa, but I want to go into that scene and I want to be viewed equally to begin with.
That need to be seen as equal, as police officers and not as female police officers, is also broadly shared among women in uniform, because situations don't change just to suit the gender of the officer responding. Stephanie Perrin is one of Morrison's colleagues at Myrtle Beach.
I guess maybe when you roll up on some scenes, some people may look at you different because you are a female. But you just have to, every time you go to a scene or a situation, you just treat it the same as if you were at another scene or situation. Just always maintain the same integrity. You're fair and firm and handle the issues at hand.
Perrin, Morrison, and Cromartie all agree that words are the preferred way to handle the issue at hand. But Cromartie makes a point for all female cops.
If it was time to fight, yes, we will fight. But we find that our mouths are our best weapon.
But do female officers fight differently? Or better put, is there a real difference between how and when female police officers use force and how and when male officers use it? The short answer seems to be not really.
So in terms of the types of use of force, we found no differences between male and female officers.
Robert Kaminsky is a criminology professor at the University of South Carolina. He and two colleagues just completed a study into the use of force in female officers.
We found no differences between men and women in terms of the probability of using soft hand tactics, hard hand tactics.
Think of soft hands as wrestling and hard hands as boxing. Kaminsky admits that his study does have certain limits, chiefly that it can only get data on arrests and not on a range of encounters with police officers. So he can't really gauge how many incidents might involve a woman de-escalating to the point of talking someone into cuffs versus a man escalating to the point of aggression. But through his career, he's seen this dynamic.
There is quite a bit of research that female officers receive fewer complaints than male officers. They're less likely to draw their firearm. They're more likely to try to defuse the situation rather than, especially young male cops.
So does any of that mean that female officers can or should teach men a thing or two about dealing with the world at large? Well, sure. But the danger in asking that is that it runs the risk of negating that sense of equality that female officers say they want. It's also way too easy to oversimplify the questions and answers into cartoonishly simplistic and certainly untrue notions that all women are nurturing and thoughtful and all men are impulsive and violent.
Not all males are just going to say, hey, shut up, go inside and leave everybody alone.
Terry Crowley is an officer with the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. She rejects the idea that male officers are all about brute force, but she does say that women bring some characteristics that do make for better policing.
I think that women, we kind of think about, you know, the cause and effect. What happened? What got us here? You know, how long has this been going on?
Her colleague at the LCSO, Cassie Thompson, says that women's basic maternal instinct does give female officers the ability to tap into their empathy when a situation calls for it.
I guess it's just knowing in the pit of your stomach what somebody needs, or, you know, what you need to say to make somebody feel better, or just ask the right appropriate questions.
Thompson also doesn't believe that men can't do this too. She just thinks that women are a little more free to have emotions, on the job and off, and that female officers tend to want to explain the process more fully.
If you just kind of, at the forefront, tell them, like, look, you resist, you get an additional charge. You end up in more trouble. 9 times out of 10, they're like, all right, go ahead, put them on and let's go.
To reiterate, none of the women in this story believe that male officers are incapable of handling trouble without resorting to force or worse. But they do think that if policing is to evolve, having a better grip on what to do under a lot of stress could make a big difference in communities grappling with what to do with their police departments. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.